Guyana remains the world's fastest growing economy. According to the International Monetary Fund, that country's economy grew by 62% last year and is expected to grow by another 37% this year. It's all because of oil.
In 2015, the US oil giant Exxon made its first big discovery in Guyanese waters. More followed, so much so that the country now has reserves of around 11 billion barrels of oil. That's catapulted it into the top 20 in the world in terms of its oil potential, on a par with countries like Brazil, Algeria, and Norway.
President Irfan Ali has been telling the BBC that Guyana is in a state of what he calls transformation.
A lot of energy, a lot of infrastructure work, a lot of investment in education, in health, in housing, a number of hotels being constructed, apartment buildings, apartment complexes. And the construction sector is the prime beneficiary as a spin-off of what is happening in the oil and gas sector. But from the government perspective, we are also investing in some very key areas that would fuel the future of Guyana. And the future of Guyana is not set in oil and gas. It is set in a very diversified economy and one that looks at the way the world is going.
He adds,
right now we have proven reserve of about 11 billion barrels. Our production is about 400,000 barrels. And by 2027, we are projected to have production figures of about 1.2 million barrels per day. In addition to this, we have 14 auctions that will take place during the course of this year. And we're looking to have fast movement in terms of exploration and then development. Based on the numbers now, we are maybe number 17 globally in terms of our reserves, and in Latin America and the Caribbean, number 3.
But you may recall that there has been a lot of criticism of Guyana's oil deal with Exxon. Critics say it was not a good one for the country.
Well, I would say definitely we did not have the best of deals. Exxon had a good deal signed by the last government. But look, for us, the sanctity of contract is very important. And we can't go back at that.
So there'll be no renegotiating of those contracts.
We cannot go back and renegotiate. But what we have done is to ensure that there are changes. We have already outlined a number of changes in future production sharing agreements. It will be completely different. All of this is geared to improve accountability, to ensure there is greater transparency, and to ensure that the people of Guyana and the country itself benefits greater from oil and gas resources.
President Ali explains how Guyana is seeking to ensure transparency and accountability with its newfound oil wealth.
So first of all, we have set up the Natural Resources Fund. That fund is governed separate and apart from the executive. Secondly, we have set in the law a condition that if the Minister of Finance does not declare the revenue that has been paid into the fund within a stipulated time from receiving that revenue, he can face up to 10 years in prison. That is in the law. All the resources that is used from the fund to be invested in the country has to pass through the parliamentary system and get parliamentary approval. There are many countries that we are looking at, that we are learning from their experiences, learning from their weaknesses, the challenges that they had, Qatar, the UAE. But we have to develop a model that is applicable to Guyana. And you know, with the type of publicity that the sector and the country is getting, there's great expectations from the people itself. We have to ensure that the expectation is aligned to reality, because we are doing 400,000 barrels now that will move to 1.2 million barrels. That is a big difference in terms of revenue. And we have these great expectations. So the model we want to develop is one that is carefully crafted, that meets our development needs, but that take into consideration the best practices of countries out there.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.